This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
The person wanted to speak about is the Rif. The Rif we spoke about last time. We spoke about Rav Hananel, who is seen as being in the borderline between the Ga'onim and the Rishonim. The Gaonim, we explained, were located in three main places. There was the big the yeshivas, Surim, Pampadisa, and Quran, and then there was this middle tkufa. Actually, well, Quran was part of the middle tkufa, and then it moved to Spain and to France and Germany. The Rif is the key figure that moved from West Africa to Spain, and Betzim became the father of Rishonim, as much as we can say. He was born in 1013. He lived for 90 years and died in 1103. Rashi was born later. Rashi was nifter come out the same year. Rashi was born 30 years later. Rashi lived less than he did. So they were contemporaries. Rashi was much younger. He didn't live as long. He was in Ma'ir Chiamim. But the Rif is seen as being the bridge between those two tkufis and the beginning of Rishonim. The Rif was born in Algeria. He learned in Qur'an by Rabbi Hananel and Rabbi Nissim. Those were his Rebbeim. It's not clear, actually, if he ever lived in Fez or not. Even though his name is Alfasi, Fez is a Moroccan city. It's a very hush of a Moroccan city. It's sort of the cultural capital of Morocco. But there's a lot of debate whether or not he actually lived in Fez or not. We always try to speak out the place where I got my material from. So the two Sfarim that really did a very good job, one is a phenomenal sefer. It's called Harif Valchaisa Valochais. It was written in 1970-ish by somebody named Shaul Sheffer. That's what it says on it. Shaul Sheffer was somebody who put out Sfarim on the Mishkan a lot, Mikdash. Very strange for him to put out on this. It's accepted that he was just, it says on it, he's the editor, that the one who really wrote it was a very interesting Yid. His name was Reb Shmuel Ashkenazi. He lived near Yerushalayim, was nifta a year ago, and Reb Shmuel Ashkenazi was an off-the-chart genius. And incredible. He lived in Bat Yongarim. He had thousands of Sfarim. His memory was like a computer. He worked at Hebrew University. He was a Hamish Yid, and his knowledge was like a photographic memory, and everything was he could tell you where does the Rashba quote the Rach. He could tell it to you in every single place with the Tshuvas and which Tshuvas are not clear. Like, that was the type of person, a very humble person. His knowledge, this sefer is like it. It's like he goes through every place where the Rif writes in his Hagos something that is where he quotes the Rav Hai, where he argues, where it seems as if he has incredible. It's incredible sefer. And then there's somebody very recently who wrote about the Rif. He wrote a big sefer, the Rif between Ashkenaz and Sfarad. So he gathers the Ga'onim and the important works of the Ga'onim and the later works and this and that. It's a very nice work. It doesn't steltzu to this. The early work is just incredible. It's just his bringing down everything. Any subject, any topic, what the Rif said, is an incredible ability. And they say that Sheffer was just the editor and he did all the work. Yiyah, whatever it is, those two are the best Sfarim. There's one more. The Sefer HaKabbalah from the Ravid, the first Ravid, like we mentioned by the Rach. It's the only written work that we have really in that Kufa. And he brings a little bit, a few stories about the Rif, a few, two or three things that are known, that's from him. I do have to mention this shiur was sponsored by Yehuda Arye ben Pessel, and what's the...
Pessel Bas Cyril and
Yehuda Arye
Ben Cyril.
Okay, Pessel Bas Cyril and Yehuda Arye Ben Cyril. Okay, fine, that's another important piece. Good, so we now, so the Rif is born in Algiers, and it's not clear, Al-Farsi, there are different, some places he's, in some Rishonim he's mentioned as if he lived in Fars, some places not. Whether he spent his time in Algiers afterwards or in Fez makes no difference. At the age of 75, he paskened against somebody very, very strong, a tough guy, and he had him run out of wherever he was, and he ended up in Spain. He ended up in a place called Alcina, which is near, was a Jewish, a place with a lot of Jews, near Cordova. So it's not that far. If it's Fez is like is very much on the upper tip of Morocco, like on one side of Straits of Gibraltar and Cordova. So it's not that far in, but it's a big change in Spain. And this is where he then became, we'll get in a second, he became a Rosh Hashiva at some point, and his Cheshev, the Talmud, was the Rimigash, who came to him when he was 12 years old and learned by him 14 years until he passed away, the Rimigash, the Rif, and the Rimigash became a Rosh Hashiva instead of him. And the Rambam is either him or his father are Talmud of the Rimigash. That's where the Rambam sort of gets his messiahs from the Rif. So the Rif became Rosh Hashiva. Now he came to this town, and the Rosh Hashiva at the time was the Ritz Gaius. And the Ritz Gaius was, he wrote for himself. The Sefgal writes that they were not on good terms. Unclear what the issue was, but he was not on good terms with him. But when he passed away, he took over the yeshiva. There's another very interesting story that he brings, that Reb Yitzchak Alboilo was another one of the Chashev Rabbanim his times over there. He also was a Bar Plukta Rif and a difficult Machlaikis. And on his deathbed, he sent his son to go to the Rif to ask him for Mechila and to help his son. And he writes, his son came there and he told the Rif, and the Rif was very moved. He started crying, and he promised him, and he took him in as a son and taught him and so on. But he then became Rosh Hashiva there. He wrote the Sefer Halachis, which is a condensation of the Gemara. It's called the Shas Katan by others. It was unique. There was Sfarim in the Gaonim's times. There were either Sfarim Tshuvas, that was very common, or in the later Tkufas, they had Kvotze Halachas. Like we said, Shmuel Nogid had Hilchasa Kuvrata, you had Sefer Mikzoya, Sefer Neres, all sorts of Sfarim that dealt with certain groups of Halachas written as Psakim. The attempt to take the Gemara and to sort of retain what's there lemaisa was an incredible undertaking, and the Rif was considered by everyone the gadol. Everyone was in awe of him, and we'll see some of the shyness that some of this firm that they wrote about him. So he put out this. Now he wrote this, and he wrote it in many maduras. In other words, he wrote his Sefer. He called the Sefer Halachas, which is the Gemara reduced to just Halachas. He brought Yerushalmis, We mentioned that the Rach was brought a lot of Yerushalmis in. He brought Yerushalmis, but he would always paskin. He held Yerushalmi like the Bavli against Yerushalmi, because the Bavli is Basra, so that became standard. He brought in every so often shitas of Goinim. Even if in the places where he writes, even if he brings a shitas of Goinim, and many times he argues with the shitas of Goinim, but he says, I'm bringing it because it's Torah here and you have to learn it, but he doesn't hesitate to argue with the Goinim, and we hold not like them. His Sefer Ever, he kept on revising it. So he wrote it, disseminated it, and he sat and learned, and he had sometimes charata, sometimes differently. So if you'll take a look, there are different maduras of it. They also, you'll take a look sometimes around Banim Lachamis and others, they'll say, we found a later version of the Tshuvas where he fixes it. Like they'll argue and they'll say sometimes, I found a later madur where he wrote the Escharata and he changed his mind and it's different. That was also common. His Sefer was so chashev that somebody in one of the early one of Rishayim took the Rashis that were relevant to the Rif and put it around there as a Pirush Rashi. It's very unclear. The Pirush Rashi certainly did not write a Pirush on the Rif. That's 1,000% sure. They were contemporaries. He never mentions him. And no shaykhs to him. Some people say, so who wrote it? So some people say somebody later wrote it. They try to identify different people. But it's very clear that a huge amount of it is Rashi. It doesn't take much to see that it's Rashi, with occasional changes and differences and so on. So again, this is I assume from Ashkenazi. He says that it was somebody made a likud from Rashi, because the Rif was such an important sefer. They made a likud on Rashi, of Rashi's, so that people could learn it like a they could learn it like a Gemara. The Balamor was the first one to write Ha'aris on it. And his Aris, if you've learned Balamor, can be very sharp. And he was sharp. And the Ravid and Ramban wrote Bahamas defending the Rif B'Derech Klal. The Ravid also was there to defend the Rif, but sometimes he would argue himself on the Rif. But the Balamor writes in his Akdama to the Balamor, he writes an extraordinary Akdama about the chutzpah of him arguing on the Rif. And he says, in his Akdama to Balamor, he writes that he quotes somebody who brings an old quote that says, the truth and Plato have gotten into a fight. I like them both, but I like the truth more. So he says, I did not come, I'm not here to, so he writes, he quotes that person, then he says, these are the words that I'm saying about the Rif. I don't have to be Mayrich and his goddess and Chachma, because everyone with open eyes sees it. It's like the sun in the sky, and in his chiburim, his halachis, and so on. It was for his generation and generations to come. There hasn't been made such an amazing chibur from the time of the Gemara to afterwards, and therefore we have. And therefore, he says, it's very important. We have a tremendous choiv to be machshavit and to try be mevarit kefi koychenu. In other words, the reason why I'm writing it, this is because that's part of the chiyuv. This is an astounding work, and for it to be shalem, you need to be mevar malabnit at a seif. And then he writes, and I'm being mashbia, b'chei ho'ilam, b'shem Hashem, that anyone who copies my sefer should copy this introduction with it, and not toss it out, as is the minig of people who copy sperm. In other words, in those days it was expensive to copy a sefer. The Akdami said, okay, the people that he thanked and everything. Let's say, I mean, we could do without that. And skip. And he says the Balamor felt that it's very, very important for him that people realize that he's being choylik on him mitoch yiras hakavod and not mitoch kalas reish. And adrabe, because it's divrei emes, there's a chiyuv to melam varet. But he recognizes who he is connected to Riff. And he insists that they print it, and every time they bring it out. That is the that's his introduction. The Baal HaMoor in Shabbos also writes, Umina kadmeinena boim acha Riff. It is the minig of the people who the poskim who've come after Riff, lismei cholov, kasha yishal ish bedvar lekim. Like you would listen to a Navi. So even the Baal HaMoor, who can be very sharp at times, this was his yachs to the Riff. The Ravid, who pushed back against the Baal HaMoor and also occasionally commented on the Riff, says, Ro'isi b'ilchis ha-Riff zal, dvorim nifloi mimeni, I saw things I couldn't understand, v'ulai mibli ro'is einai kashetichena einai roya, maybe it's because when you look into the sun, you go blind. Maybe it's because it's so brilliant that I don't get it.
I should close my eyes and shut my mouth.
And I should just follow blindly. He said, because it's Melech Shemayim to do what you can, I'll do what I can as long as I'm doing it L'Shem Shemayim, and therefore whether I got it right or not, the Schar fit because it's Talmud Torah. And he said, "That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants, that people should learn and be oisik nomo teira." Those were two of his big magiim. That was their opinion. The Seder Lederach brings from the Ri, the Baal Tosfos. He writes, "V'omolav Ri Baal Tosfos sheyila ben adam lecha bechiba kamayhu," that a human being could not have made such a chibur, zulasi sheshchina hoyse shui olav, unless it's clear that he must have shchina shui olav. That was the yachas of gdolom to Riff, and these are people that were not shy; they were baruplukt also. Tosis brings the Riff 50-60 times. He quotes the Riff, it's halachas for him. Obviously, quote him a lot more. The Rush brings him many, many more times. The German Sfarim, the German Rishonim were more Paiskim, so they brought him constantly. Tosfos, who's more Isaac in being Mefalpel, brings him somewhere between 50 and 60 times in all of Shas. That's what Tosfos brought. So he was the earliest Rishon in a sense, a contemporary of Rashi that way, and his Sefer became the basis for a lot. And it's interesting because if we look at the Riff, it seems to us, so what? You know, basically it's the Gemara, a little bit a Chiddush here, Chiddush there. To us, it looks extremely simple the way the Rambam does, but it's the other way around. The Riff had to cheshben ois what in the Gemara is lemais and not relevant at the end. There are many, many ways in which a Gemara could be relevant. What the Gemara answered here, what the Gemara said there, is this sugya, that sugya. The Riff, what he did was, he learned up all of Shas, and then he wrote down the nekudas that stay lemaskana and are significant lemaskana. So you see clearly this was the benchmark for everything. Everyone came afterwards. The Rambam writes about him. The Rambam in his Akdom Tvirsham Shnayis writes about the Seder Adairis in the world of in
Teresh Baal Peh. And then he writes, after Tkufas HaGoyinim, the Rif wrote a chibur, an amazing chibur that was called everything. He writes that the Rif's work is so perfect, at the most, there are 10 places you could be chaylik on him. It's the Rambam Shita, but he said the most is 10 places you could be chaylik. He wrote Shuvas also. We have a few hundred of his Shuvas. It's very unclear how many Shuvas actually more he wrote. Could have been a lot more. We don't have any idea. The Shuvas are regular Shuvas. There's one interesting tshuva where someone asked him, why sometimes does it say yesh eim lemikra, yesh eim lemesoyres, and sometimes something is called a binyan av. When is it called av, when is it called eim? So it's one of his first tshuvas. Basically says, I don't know, he basically says, you know, sometimes like this and like that. I don't, there's nothing definitive there. That's the interesting tshuva. In his Hanhoges Tavis, so we mentioned his being mispious with this Rabbi Avilo. There's another interesting hanhog of his brought down in Baba Kama, in the Shita Book of Betzes. He writes on the Gemara says Bir de Shasim in the Tish de Ba a well that you drank water from it. You're not supposed to throw rock in it, meaning anything you were nana from, you're not supposed to be, go against it. So the Shita brings from the Rimigash, he says, my Rebbe the Rif was sick once, and somebody had a bathhouse, like a special waters or whatever, that the Rif went there, and it was very helpful for him. And this person was extremely kind to him and gave him also a lot of help, and it got better because of it. A while later, some tkufa later, this person got sick. This person got poor, the Bala Merchitz, and he went bankrupt, and they had to sell the Merchitz. So the Rif was supposed to be the Dayan in charge of selling it off. So it wasn't a get paskening. Paskening, obviously, couldn't paskening because it was Negev Adava. But there wasn't anything to paskening. It was just the procedure of taking the bath and selling it off. So the Rif said that he feels that because he was nana from it, it's Bir de Shasivine. And he said his Lashon is loy odun v'loy oyer b'merch hazel loy b'mecha loy b'shum l'shum dova m'sechet boy l'fish n'esneisim ene. I will not have anything to do with anything that's about this bathhouse because I was nana from it. V'im hoyez ze b'doymim shein la gosha koshin al choyme b'ne odam ragishin b'hezik v'te'elos she is a sonu la soysoy v'ha oysey yoytze mishur sa musav d'echet. He said, Bir de Shasimine is an expression about an inanimate object, about a well. If a doimim is something a person can't be kofi toiv, and a doimim has no feelings or anything, kol shekein is somebody who is a person that feels bad. So this person who did me so much good, I'm going to be in the position who's the one that's administering administering things that are very painful to him. Even though there's no, it's the right thing. The person is paying up his debts, he has to. There was no issue in right or wrong. But the issue was who's appropriate to be an agent to cause this. And the Rif said, no way can he cause it. There was one more very interesting personal quote in him. He had a yeshiva in Al Siena, and like we said before, before he was nifta, he had children. But he felt that the Rimigash is more worthy than his children, and he appointed the Rimigash as yeshiva of his yeshiva. After after him. He took over the yeshiva, and the and it was he who created. He was the one who was the Rebbe of the Rama's father, and possibly the Rama himself. But it was because of his godless, the Rif, that he did not leave it to his children, left it to a person that he felt was roy for it, that possibly, that was definitely the key to where the Rambam came in. The Rambam writes about the Rimagash that Seich Rabbeinu Mavis, he said the sharpness and the depth of the Rimagash is overwhelming. He says his lashon about him is incredible. Akapanim, so the Rif really is the chibur in many ways, is the chibur of the Tkufis Ga'onim to the Rishonim. He was the one who brought the Torah from Africa to Spain. He was the one who was from him afterwards, that's all Tkufis Rishonim. He was the one who also settled, he gave a basic halachic work, which then became the basis for everything afterwards. The Rambam was a Talmud of his, and the idea of structuring everything together, the Rambam is a very different structure, but still, the Beis Yosef, when he decided to make his Shulchan Aruch, he said that he took the three greatest poskim Klal Yisrael and would always go two against one. So there was the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush. The Rif and the Rambam were both Sfaradim, so that meant that in Yonim of Minhag, it was obviously a Sfaradi Psak. But those are the three Amudim of Psak, was the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush. That's the Shulchan Aruch is based on that basically. The idea of having a Shas Katan also has very interesting traction. The Goyen in Maaseh Rav, they bring the Kitzer, and then they have it from a Talmud of the Goyen quoted, that the Goyen held that people who don't have the wherewithal to learn through Gemara, Shas, should learn through the Rif, because the Rif gives you the basis for all of the Inyanim that are Negei L'maisa. The Rif did not write on Kachim and Tyrus and things like that, but he wrote on the Chalokim of Shas that are relevant. He wrote, and the Chavetz Chaim, wrote like a Rif on Kachim, and he also writes in his Akdama to that, that he feels it's very appropriate to learn Rif, again, for Balabatim, who don't have the time to learn Gemara. This will give them a real idea in the Lamaisa of everything that's relevant in Halacha. So to sort of know the basis for Halacha, learning through the Rif gives you all that. So the Goyen, and then Chavetz Chaim quoting it basically, actually felt it was Lamaisa to be able to learn to learn Rif. I'm not aware that it was commonly followed in any way. Like upon him, that's that. So the Rif is really the basis for all halacha to come afterwards. So it's the Rambam, the Beis Yosef, and Shulchan Aruch. That became the site of it, and he's a crucial link in the Maseiros HaTorah.